In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
By God, in person, that's Chris Russell, fresh off his podcast on the Deuce, here in studio with your pals. Rooster, I actually found myself agreeing with you.
Oh, no.
No, it was good. You were making one of these good points, and I was nodding in my car, and I was like, what does that say about me?
One of the rare good points.
No, you've made ones of good points over the years. Here's one, though. Are you surprised at what this Washington foosball team showed in the preseason?
Yes.
In terms of some of the looks, formations, go into that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, the stuff we can all see. Up-tempo by design. I thought they were going to save that. It's not, you know, reinventing the wheel, but I thought they were going to save that, dictating when we did that, how much we did that, taking Todd Bowles a little bit by surprise in the season opener. Okay. So the no-huddle stuff, tempo by design. I think some of the formations that they've used, I'm blown away that Cliff Kingsbury tipped his hand on that. I mean, I have seen formations go back to the De'Ami Brown audible check, five receiver set or spread. Okay, not anything, again, reinventing the wheel. Surprise, we saw that. The other day, they came out and modified wishbone, two tight end half H-backs lined up left and right, Jaden in the middle of that, and Brian Robinson behind that. They ran that a couple of times.
Greg Roman era right
there.
Yeah.
And they ran it once, and they passed it once out of that formation. They ran a 2x2 against the Jets. They ran a 3-bunch receiver cluster, like a triangle cluster to the right, with one side, with one receiver on the other side. The other night with Driscoll in his first series. Again,
what did you think they'd do though? Just line up?
I thought they would go as vanilla could be, like vanilla ice cream on a hot summer Sunday. I
mean, the only thing I'd say is they haven't really run anything conceptually crazy after the snap.
Like no, they, I agree with you.
They've shown read option to that.
Well,
point.
and that's the other thing that
like
I didn't get
keeper,
to.
Yeah. Like mm-hmm. that was
three of them.
Pulling Sinnott, Ben Sinnott the way that they did.
Yep.
And I'm surprised they've shown no huddle and the tempo. So I get some of what you're saying for sure.
I thought they would be two receivers or every team runs 75% 11 personnel, three receivers. So I thought we'd see that. And I thought we'd see Terry here and whoever, De'Ami here, and then a bunch of goobers on the offensive line here.
I think you just got to figure out what Jaden likes, what he can do, what he can't do.
That's fair.
Also, who were we talking to the other day that said, if you show some things, teams now have to prepare for it? Like Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
I was positing. I was like, maybe that's why?
Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes went to their behind-the-back play so that now you got to know that they got that in the playbook.
That's fair.
Who's going to be the second highest targeted receiver on this team outside of McLaurin?
Ooh.
Wideouts.
Oh, just wideouts.
Yeah. Number two in targets this year.
I don't know. I'm feeling my oats a little bit too much on this one. I'm going to say Alameda Sakaeus. I think he can work. I know he can work outside. I know he can work inside. So he's got the versatility. I think he's more physical than Jahan Dotson. I mean, Jahan Dotson the other night, guys, I don't know if you saw this, but he was engaged in a block on an Alameda Sakaeus little slip screen to the left side. He's fully engaged, 5 yards ahead. He's doing everything right. He loses his block, and the guy gets around him, and Sakaeus gets blown up for a 2-yard gain. Please, I know you're not 6'4". I got it. I know you're not 225. Got it. Please be more physical. That's all they're asking for. A little more hustle, a little more effort, a little more of this. I think Alameda Sakaeus, because he can play inside and outside, because he's a veteran receiver, even though he's a little smurfish for me, I think he'll be probably... I got to see it with De'Ami. I'm sorry. I just got to see it with De'Ami.
What position are you most worried about?
Oh, a total? Overall? I'm going to go... I mean, the easy answer would be corners. I'm going to go pass rush. Even though I think they've got a lot of guys, I don't know if they have great guys. And until I see Johnny Newton actually be able to stay on the field. I'm going to consider him Fedarian Mathis, and I'm going to consider him a non-factor. And I don't know if Jonathan Allen and Daron Payne are just going to automatically, because they have different coaching, wake up and, I don't know, play like it was 2 years ago.
How much are they going to get out of Zach Ertz? Like this version of Zach Ertz.
If he's standing, they'll get, you know, if somehow he plays, I don't know, what do you say, 15 out of 17 games?
Sure.
Let's just call it 15 out of 17 games. I think they get 60 catches out of him. Maybe 5 touchdowns?
60 is a boatload.
Well, that's, I mean, that'd have been plays, third on the team last year. Yeah.
I mean, if
he
plays 15 games, that's what, 4 per game? I think that's reasonable.
I mean, just 15 games is a boatload
for
him.
No, and I do think, I mean, CK and I were just having this conversation out there. I think John Bates, he told me a week and a half ago, I think the day you and I were out there, that he feels not only great, but he like worked on his passing game or whatever. We've seen little glimpses of that.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying, I think
Don't believe me. You don't have to do this.
I think John Bates can be a bigger contributor in the passing game than he has been, period.
Just so you know, whatever that is that you just did, that's your thing. I don't know what that means necessarily to you.
Yeah, what... You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Hey, man.
That's not dying on a hill.
It's not a hill. You do that too.
But John Bates going to be an X factor in the past. He's going to catch a ball and fall over shortly thereafter.
They're going to play 12 personnel all the time.
I agree.
Not all the time, but a lot of the time. He's going to be on the field all the time. He's their best blocker. He's their only blocker.
What's your point? He's going to catch some passes?
Yeah.
He's going to catch more or less than last year.
30 passes.
30? What bet do we want to make on that?
How about a dinner at Philomena?
I love it.
Silly.
Great Italian restaurant.
I mean, you guys tooted your horn about Philomena and sent all the pictures that made me just die with hunger.
Well, when you do live radio, you can finish top five and get some bonuses, and you can go out to dinner.
When I'm back in the major leagues?
Yeah.
30 and a half catches, Rainey. That's going to be the over on
All right, I'm going to take the over.
You go over.
30 and hook.
I'll go under.
All right.
Captain John Bates, you are precious. Thank you, sir.
I mean, would you like me to bring back Jim Haslett?
We know
he's available.
Him and Chase would both be on your staff. We know that. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Russell on your Beltway Blitz. We're Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.